Hello, Jake.
Hello, Liam.
Here again
for the pub quiz pod.
Another.
Well, at what point did we just think we make a pod?
I know.
I don't think we've ever described it as a podcast.
No.
Do we want to be those people?
We're busy men. We ain't got time. We ain't got time to say podcast.
What have you been busy with this week, Liam?
Podding.
Yeah, we've just become those people that call it a pod.
I know.
Slight challenge for you on today's pod.
Go on.
I have just inhaled a cheese and pickle sandwich. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I am aware of that.
We've got a guest. We're doing a pod.
Yeah, we do have a guest. We're doing a pod. We're podding.
We have got a brilliant guest on today. Very excited about this. Not only is he a brilliant guest, proper panel show comedian.
Yeah.
All right, we need to have our wits about us here because he's coming for us.
Yeah,
he's coming for us. We sometimes get a little bit upset when we're quipping at each other, let alone an actual comedian.
Do you think he's going to be a better quipper than us?
Yeah, I think he's.
I think we're going to be
quipping us. He'll be quipping us on the walls of these rooms.
Yeah,
he'll be quipping us on the ceiling.
We're going to be
us
wrapped up in quips, aren't we?
He's done Mock the Week. He's done QI, proper show about like quiz questions rather than this.
I'm a little bit nervous. I just think I'm just going to get quipped to shit.
Yeah,
I just think he's going to quip the shit out of me. I'm just going to be like an idiot. I'm going to be found out.
You're going to be crumpled in on the floor in a pile of quips.
I feel like I shouldn't be doing a pod anyway, let alone one about quizzing. Yeah. And then this loose sort of comedian status over it, which I put in inverted commas. And I just feel like I'm going to get quipped. I'm going to get found out.
Ishan Akbar's favourite Shakira song?
Go on.
Quips don't lie. Ishan Akbar's favourite takeaway?
Fish and quips.
Fish and quips, there we go.
His favourite cartoon. I should have thought about this a bit. His favourite cartoon person on Catchphrase,
Mr. Quips. Ishan Akbar's pet peeve when it comes to a dinner party.
Go on.
Double quipping. Slight stretch. Right, okay, let's keep. If we can keep that sort of razor sharp wit up, I think we're in for a good time.
You know when Ishan Akbar eats an apple?
He's going for another one.
He even eats the quips. So let's see how many quips we get.
Right, let's quip that in the bud. Come on then. Right, let's go. Any more?
No,
fine. All right, so let's go to the pub.
We'll quip while we're beyond.
Let's do a few on the walk over, shall we? See you in a bit.
See you in a bit. So the Scotsman called this man a fine comic entertainer and an intelligent maker of points. We're about to find out how intelligent he really is. It's comedian and actor Ishan Akbar.
Sorry for that. That intro sort of suggested we didn't believe the Scotsman there.
Yeah.
We'll see how intelligent he is.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I mean, it's to say intelligent maker of points,
yes,
which is different from an intelligent person. Do you know what I mean?
This just sounds like you're quite a clever Karen.
Because, like, for example, Nigel Farage, intelligent maker of points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I just liken myself to Nigel Farage? Whoopsie daisy.
Never takes long with you, does it?
No, it doesn't, no. But I wouldn't say he's intelligent necessarily, but he's intelligent making a point. So I don't, I mean, I'm not going
to. Used to be saying you'd be a good, like, lawyer or something like that.
Oh, yeah. My grandfather was a lawyer. They wanted me to become a lawyer.
You're the perfect guest for the show because you're a comedian, but you're also proper clever. You've been on QI, mate.
Does that make you clever?
I would say so, yeah.
I think it makes you famous.
Yeah, Joe Pasquale's not getting called onto QI.
Nigel Farage ain't going on it.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage isn't going on QI.
That's the only reason why.
True.
He's a good point maker, but is he intelligent? I don't know.
I've become such a feature on QI now. I actually went to the Channel 4 Comedy Awards.
Did you?
On the QI table. And it was a massive, massive table.
Yeah.
And Jake, you'll understand this. Like, I was the only non-white person on the table.
Sure.
And I looked at Sandy Toksvig and I was like, Sandy, am I here? Because I'm... And she went, it's all right, darling. It's all right, darling. I was like, it's not!
She could have left out the darling to make it less patronising.
Yeah, that's how she speaks. She's like, darling, darling. That's how she speaks.
Who else is on the table?
Other white people.
Ishan, we've said it before, they don't all look the same.
Okay? I was sat right by the stage.
Yeah.
So on the camera, it must have looked sick. Akbar's in town. Oh, look at that. Clap like his Munya Chihuahua picked up another award. I was like, all right, Munya.
We support this. Yeah. We support him winning that award. So when you're not on QI, you're obviously very, very busy. You're on tour at the moment.
Yep.
Name of the tour, please. My favourite name of any tour.
Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Lovely.
Right?
Nice.
I'm so glad you said that, because Chortle just said, they said that Ishan Akbaran is on tour with his torturously titled Can't Get No Satisfaction. I looked up a few years ago, he had no problem with, and that's the way Aha Aha Joe Lycett.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
And everyone's got a fun pun, haven't they?
Yeah.
I don't understand what their problem is.
Yeah.
Have you fallen out with someone at Chortle?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, Chortle, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you,
don't
Steve
feature,
Bennett.
Don't feature, I'm gonna say the feature this podcast on your stupid shit magazine.
Steve Bennett, go fuck yourself.
No, we're not going to name any names.
Stephen Bennett, StevenBennett. I'm quite clever, actually. You spelled it off the dome.
Spelled Steve. Yeah. Fucking hell, bruv. I'm quite clever, isn't it?
Oh, bloody hell, bro. Look, he's dead 3 GCSE and that, you know. It's going to happen a lot. Jake's finally found a brown guy to come on the podcast, and now his Asianness is going to come out.
I know. I've kept it at bay for nearly.
This is not even his real accent. That's not his real accent.
No, I put
when
this
when we're
on.
Together, we don't sound like this. Away from you guys. Oh, hello, how are you doing?
I'm sitting on my hands so they don't start sort of like twisting wrists.
That's why I'm wearing a cap, so I can keep my head straight the whole time and not let it wobble.
Ishan, tell us. Do you
I can't join.
Liam, this is a different dynamic to what we've ever had on the podcast before.
You got to know when to stay quiet, don't you? That's quite important with the podcast.
Poor Liam, I'm sorry.
Ishan, I want to know, do you think you'll be a good addition to our quiz team? We're very excited to have you, but what do you think you're going to bring? What are your subjects?
You know what? As you know, I run a pub quiz myself.
I do know, yeah.
Inspired by your brilliant Quiz Night.
Thank you very much. Was it really inspired by...
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, wow.
I went there to the one in O'Neill's in Soho, and I was like, I've got to do something.
We had
like
a bit
this.
Of a Larry so, night, didn't we?
Yeah, very Larry night, and I thought, I've got to do this, but have less white people in the audience. So I just targeted a pub quiz to South Asian people. So
I've seen pictures that white people are still coming.
They seem to manage to find their way in. But in any case, I run a pub quiz and I've realised that those who can't answer questions run quizes.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what, that's what I am. So
And the scores that we've been getting on these quizzes really are testament to that fact. Yeah.
So it has to be so specific, the genre of question that I get.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, seeing as I've got two proper quiz masters here.
I don't know what you were going to say there.
Don't lead with the P.
Sorry, just
don't lead with the P.
I was like, Jesus.
Just backtrack. Just what we were saying.
Yes.
So seeing as we've got two proper quiz masters here. How do you go about writing a quiz question? Like where do you get the questions from? Is there just sort of a database with questions you go, I'll have that one? Or are you quite inventive with how you come up with them?
Depends how late I've left it.
Yeah, what do you do?
If I'm in the rhythm of things, I'll be trying to have a notes page going of stuff. So if someone says something interesting in conversation, or I've seen like a film, or in the street there's like, I don't know, a poster that reminds me of something, try and write it down, try and see if there's an interest. But if I've left it late, it is it's ChatGPT, really.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's come up a lot recently,
ChatGPT.
On this pod. I've tried to use it a couple of times. But again, like, there's so many issues with ChatGPT, right, in terms of the level of information that it's got. Mm-hmm. I'm quite inventive with the questions that I come up with. But there's also like quite a few good question banks that you can just refer to, and I kind of rephrase the question. Or if there's a particular topic that I want to write about, I'll go to Wikipedia.
But yours is like South Asian specific, isn't it? So it must be...
More or less, yeah. I try.
There can't be that many quiz question banks of South Asian culture quiz questions.
No, there aren't. And that's why I kind of like go to Wikipedia and go, right, what is the thing that I'm trying to get a question about?
Yeah.
And like get facts out and stuff like that. So.
Have you ever had the... have you ever had the ultimate sort of shame of you've got a... Like you've got a question wrong.
Oh,
the answer in there is wrong.
Like yeah,
and you've had people go, hang on, that doesn't... And then you
I just tell them to shut the fuck up. Yeah.
There's this sort of unwritten thing that like, well, I'm the quiz master, and if I've got it wrong in this little 2-hour period of time,
And then I just go, right, if it's wrong, you all get a point.
I don't give a shit.
None of this matters. We're going to get pissed anyway.
It's not a real quiz.
Just
have a point.
Your children aren't being held hostage despite what you think.
No one's getting a GCSE at the end of this.
Yeah, fucking hell. Chill out.
Children aren't being held hostage. I think I don't know which to choose from as my favourite line of the podcast so far. That or pick up a penguin. So Ishan, we have very interesting guests on this show,
yes.
And you are one of our most interesting guests, which must mean that you're going to have one of our most interesting facts we've ever heard. What's your fun fact that you've been thinking about carrying with you at parties with anecdotes?
Well, my favourite fact is this, that there are only two Piccadilly stations in the UK, Manchester and London. Mm-hmm. And the reason that they're called the Piccadilly stations is because they were the only places which had factories that made Piccadills. And Piccadills were those neck braces that would be given to people when they had syphilis. Because their necks back in the day would like start flopping around. But what then happened is there was an increase in syphilis amongst the upper classes, which is why you'd see someone like Shakespeare wearing it. It became a fashion item. So they fashioned it into a fashion item, basically. And that's why Manchester and London are the Piccadilly stations.
Ishan, you have just won the best fact of the Pub Quiz Pod in history. In the history of the Pub Quiz Pod. I might formulate that sentence again. Yeah. Ishan, you have just won the prize of the
best. Have you got syphilis? Have you got syphilis? What's happened?
Of syphilis is playing up, isn't it? Always flares up at this time. Has anyone got a Piccadilly?
So that's my.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's absolutely brilliant. What does syphilis do? I mean, every time I hear a fact about it or a story about it.
You have a lad down the pub.
Mark had syphilis the other
day. I've got good for syphilis.
But why doesn't anyone get it anymore? Why don't they test for gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis?
Well, no.
And secondly, what does it do? It seems to just do a bit of everything.
Anyone it makes your neck floppy and your cock hard. Can I say that?
Reminds me of my ex-wife. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. Let's have a think about what you think our team name should be. You're joining our team. You get the honour of picking the team name.
Well, I mean, I once attended a pub quiz where I was tried to be quite clever, and I named the team 9th 11, and no one went for it. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. Did you bring any backups?
No. I didn't.
Did you bring... Because, you know, with these sorts of things, you always bring options, right?
So I'm a one-and-done kind of guy.
The telly you've done. Bring some outfit options, mate.
I'm a one-and-done kind of guy.
So we've got to go 9th 11 or we've got nothing else.
Do you want to still come up with another one?
Let's go. Do you want to go with 9th 11?
I'm happy to.
I would say I'm not happy to, but I'm up for it.
I'd love to.
It's us three, isn't it? That we're the team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking of something like two browns and a white, but something around that kind of
something quite witty like that.
Yeah. Oh, pretty on the nose. Yeah. Liam and the Penguins.
Yes, that's lovely.
There we go.
That's lovely.
We got there in the end. Liam and the Penguins.
That was a great three options we had there.
That was lovely three options.
I think we've gone with the best one. Hope we don't come back to regret
that. What's wrong with 9th 11? What is wrong with, like, everyone gave me the same reaction every time I tried to name a pub quiz team 9th 11? What's wrong with that?
I don't know what's wrong with it. I think it's just something that says, oh, is that okay? That's fine, isn't it? It's fine, isn't it?
Everyone looking at each other going, are you fine with that?
I'm fine with it. Fuck it, I'm going 9th 11.
Happened.
Do you know what? Fuck it. We're called It Was an Inside Job.
Yeah, thank you.
It Was an Inside Job is our team name. So each week we get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a UK quizmaster, and we, Inside Job, will be taking it on. So our quizmaster today is Heidi from the Royal Oak in Shropshire. First off the bat, fantastic to actually finally have a female quizmaster send in a quiz.
Yeah.
A quiz mistress
send in a quiz.
What is the quiz
mistress?
Your mistress, yeah.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Master's not. What, no, is it?
Yeah, what is the feminine of master?
Why is quizmaster generally it's blokes?
It's the arrogance, and it's the look at what I know.
You want to be the one facing that way while everyone else is
absolutely
looking at you.
Yeah.
Other than Sandy Toksvig, who are the female quiz masters on TV?
I saw you sort of try to formulate what the quiz mystery, but we just went, on TV, Anne Robinson. But she played
Is she dead?
She's still alive.
Okay, well, she's still alive. She's dead on TV. Ann
Robinson's changed to fucking Ramesh Ranganathan. Big old shift on the weakest link there.
Diversity drive in a nutshell, isn't it?
From a ginger... That is the most diverse show ever. A ginger woman and then Ramesh Ranganathan.
There isn't really female quiz hosts. So it's Bradley Walsh, it's Alexander Armstrong, it's Lee Mack on 1% Club. So Heidi runs her quiz on the first Friday of every month at 7 o'clock at the Royal Oak in Shropshire. Early start on a Friday, I think. Yeah.
Maybe that's Dawes. Is that Dawes?
It's got to be Dawes, isn't it?
It's got to be Dawes.
There's a gigging comedian. Yeah. It's got to be Dawes.
It's got to be Dawes, mate.
It's got to be Dawes. Yeah. And then probably have the opening quiz. Yeah.
the support warm-up quiz.
We'll have the support quiz from 7 till 7:30. So yes, check it out. Or don't if it turns out to be shit.
have you gigged in Shropshire?
Probably. Where is it?
British geography and comedians go hand in hand, right? You just know everywhere.
I guarantee I've been to more towns, villages, and cities in this country than this whole room combined.
Wow! And just for the for those listening at home, there's three people in the room, so it's not that exciting.
Yeah, it is.
No. There's about five people in the room.
Yeah.
Let's get not messed up on how many people there are. There's six people in the room. I don't know what's going on here. He's been to a lot of towns. Let's just let him have that.
You went
for
from
God's
five
sake.
To 25 when there's six. There's six of us.
Round one is general knowledge. I think we're going to be fine on this. You're a man of the world. General knowledge. That's your bread and butter, isn't it?
Let's see.
Question number one. What is TikToker Italian Back's first name? Do you know Italian Back, Ishan?
That's not general knowledge.
Generally, you should know that.
General knowledge is any knowledge. Yeah.
It's Luigi.
Luigi.
Is it?
Do you know him? Do you know Italian? It's Batch, isn't it? I thought it was Back, and then apparently he said it was
is
Batch.
It? Yeah, he's very good. He's massive on...
Is this guy with a big nose?
Yeah. He does have a big nose. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw him on Finn Taylor's podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what's his name?
It's Isaac.
Oh, yeah. TikTok star over here.
Oh, well, fucking hell. Straight away. TikTok too much. Jesus Christ.
You done a collab with him yet, mate?
No. That would be a proper... That'd be the money shot, wouldn't it?
Isaac's not a very Italian name, is it?
Depends how you say it, but I'm not going to do it.
Isaac. Isaac.
Yeah, there you go. That's actually a little bit like Iraqi, actually. Isaac.
You did that because I'm ethnic.
Huh?
You said Iraqi because you saw...
Yeah, okay. For those not watching, I'm also the same thing. Question number two. No, big nose. Question number two. What was the most used social media app of 2024? Right. Okay, Heidi. I was willing to sort of back you up against with Ishan here when he said that was not a general knowledge. But you've got two social media questions on the bounce.
Yeah.
What's going on? You're just writing this quiz while
and
scrolling.
And in Shropshire. I mean, 7 o'clock in Shropshire. Who? What social media?
Yeah.
Are these people using? They're going to know this.
Your 4G network in Shropshire doesn't warrant the amount of social media questions in here.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Most used social media app of 2024?
OnlyFans.
The most used.
Does it class
more
it
than Instagram, more than TikTok, more than anything? OnlyFans.
Do you know how much I'm on it?
Does it class as social media, OnlyFans?
Well, it's pretty social, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a media format.
He's shanned on OnlyFans with his mates.
Gangbangs are pretty social, aren't they? It's not a solitary pursuit, is it?
Body Blue slept with 1,000 men. That's a
society.
That's
as social as
it gets. That's a society.
Yeah, that's the Hackney Empire. Which you can come to on the 12th of April. I think it's Instagram, actually, the answer to the question.
You just wanted to lure us out of our dirty little cave.
No, I can't do that.
If you can't do that, I don't know what it might be then.
Right, it's got to be Instagram or TikTok, isn't it? Because the first, I reckon, what Heidi's done there is gone, the first question is a TikTok question, that's the answer to the second question. I reckon she's done a clever thing there.
Oh, I think that would actually be the opposite of clever, if you're putting a quiz together and you've just done the same. But maybe it's new. I think it's TikTok. I think you're right, Ishan, let's go TikTok.
I think it's still Facebook.
You reckon?
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, I think it's still Facebook.
Oh, that's a plot twist.
Oh, yeah. That could work for Shropshire, to be fair.
It really could work, yeah. Maybe we should go Facebook.
I thought I'd seen that it was still remote, because obviously there's so much more with it, because it's all like the marketplace and all that, isn't it?
Facebook marketplace is the stuff of dreams, that place. I love that place so much. Let's go Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, question number three. What is Mr. Tumble's real name? What is Mr. Tumble from? Some fiction?
Gary. I don't know.
No, he is just an adult who sort of dresses up as a bit of a clown. And
is it Mr. Tumble in Narnia? No.
No, that's Mr. Tumnus.
Tumnus, all right.
Mr. Tumble.
Walking through the wardrobe. All right, Mr. Tumble.
What are you doing here?
Okay, so Mr. Tumble's real name?
It's Justin, but I don't know the surname.
Timberlake.
Justin...
Will she accept? I reckon she'll accept Justin.
Yeah. Question number four. On the periodic table, what is the chemical element? Sorry. On the periodic table, what is the chemical symbol for potassium? Isha, what did you study at school, uni? What sort of subjects were you
at
specialising
school,
in?
In
A-level.
A-level. I can't remember what I did my A-levels. My undergrad was economics, finance and management.
Wow. Okay.
And my master's was...
You were a numbers guy.
Well, not really.
Money guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And my master's
that's
was...
That's why I became a comedian.
Yeah. And my master's was global governance and public policy.
Wow.
So, yeah. Nothing to do with science, despite... It was really annoying, because at school, the teachers kept racially profiling me that I would be good at maths and science, yeah. And they kept putting me in top set, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Mate, honestly, exact same thing happened to me.
So exhausting.
I was consistently in set one and two. I was all right at science, but maths, I just wasn't good at it. But there was just an assumption... There was an assumption I'll be good
you're
at
gonna
it.
You will be good at this. You're just a late developer.
It was like, well, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I'm just not... I just put me in a lower set. But my dad was like... Well, my dad was sort of like... also like, well, no, you should just be in set one. We're good at maths.
I did I did decision and discrete mathematics. Still don't know what it is.
Discrete mathematics. Right, I'm going to do a few sums, but don't tell anyone.
I got a U at my AS level, and then the teachers were like, there's no way, so we'll just get you to do a retake. I got an E. I'm like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
What are we doing? And then I read economics at university. How the fuck did that work?
So, periodic table?
Potassium.
Yeah.
I reckon that's a PO.
I think it's one of those ones that
doesn't have the same letters.
I think it's K.
Okay.
Question number five. Where is the 1993 film Mrs. Doubtfire set?
It's England, isn't it?
No. Robin Williams.
Yeah, they're in England,
really?
Aren't they?
No, I don't. Do you think? No, they're not. You're
Ireland.
It's definitely in America.
It'll be an American city, won't it?
Okay. Yeah. Do you think she's looking for the city?
Well, this is it. It's not a clear question.
It's not a clear question at all. What country? What city? What town?
Because you could say the West.
Yeah. You could say.
Yeah.
That's the first world. Yeah. These are all acceptable answers, isn't it? Top 10 global economies. She has to accept those. You've got to be more specific with the question, Heidi.
Yeah.
Should we just go to America? I mean, I don't want to go too more specific, but then
the free world.
Well, it definitely will be more specific, won't it?
Home of the brave.
Yeah.
Her house.
Precisely.
Yeah. USA.
I reckon. Might as well guess a city.
Prague.
Might have been.
Shropshire.
Maybe it is Shropshire. That's the whole point.
Everyone in the pub knows it.
Yeah,
I think it might be set in LA.
There is no way.
Because he works. He
I think the house is in San Francisco. Because I'm trying to think of the house they were in.
Oh, and there's loads of. Do you tell you what? There's loads of hills.
Yeah,
always going up hills.
Yeah,
San Fran.
Oh God.
Okay, so should we see how we did on the round?
Yes, please.
So the answers. What is Italian? What is TikToker Italian Batch's first name? We said Isaac. We were correct.
Well, you were correct.
I was correct.
Yeah. Can you give yourself some credit where credit's due?
Thank you. Cheers, guys. What was the most used social media app in 2024?
You said Facebook.
I did say Facebook.
I said OnlyFans.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. And I think
we went with Facebook.
Didn't we? That's quite hard to say, isn't it? We went with Facebook in the end.
And we were correct.
Well done, mate. You've pulled that. I don't know where you pulled that out from.
So two for two. What is Mr. Tumble's real name?
We knew it was Justin.
The answer's Justin Fletcher. Do we get a point for that?
Well, I think we get half a point.
Half a point?
That's the thing that you'd have to...
We've got two quizmasters here, right? Isn't it so annoying when someone's like, oh, half point. Yeah. No, you fucking didn't get it right.
Yeah.
But that's
me sort of like screwing our team over.
Yeah.
I think you've got to practice what you preach.
Okay.
So it's got to be Justin Fletcher. You can't just accept Justin.
Yeah, I think we just have to... Yeah, we didn't get that.
Okay.
Periodic table, chemical symbol for potassium.
Okay.
Lovely. It is. This is quite impressive. Where is the 93 film Mrs. Doubtfire set?
This is all Ishan Akbar.
San Francisco, you were correct. From the hills. On. He knows the hills of San Francisco.
Oh my God, did we go on a tour of the world to get there? Yeah. We went from Shropshire to Prague, to the west, northern hemisphere, Tropic of Capricorn, and we got to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Good. Well,
crazy geography round, yeah.
Did you just know that from the start?
No. Genuinely, as we were talking, I was trying to remember the film, and I went, oh, there's hills there, probably San Francisco.
You remind me of the kid at school.
Of a girl.
This kid. What? You were a kid at school who, like, you could probably do all the work in, like, the morning.
Yes.
And just have it all done.
Yeah.
But it's just so, but you just fuck about because it's too easy.
I did my master's dissertation in an evening.
You know all the answers to this. They're just so easy. You're like, I'm just gonna fucking have
it. Well, I wouldn't say that. Like, I don't know a lot about popular culture.
Yeah.
But generally.
You got a hoodie on?
Oh, thank you. Trip Made, Sports Direct.
Looking very cool. Oh, you are looking very cool today, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Don't feel you need to return it back. Or it's
no, fine. I wasn't going to.
Okay. Yeah, I can see you being the kid at school just like fucking about because it's too easy and then just being able to pull it out of the bag.
I did do that, yeah. I did do that a lot, to be fair.
Were you like that, Liam?
No.
Are you very studious?
I was definitely
kid.
Be dicking about.
Yeah.
But not the...
Were you a prefect?
A prefect.
Or a monitor or like one of those?
No.
Were you not?
He looks like one, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Cheers, guys. Cheers. Yeah. I'm sat here quietly answering the questions for us. And,
were you?
Were you the milk monitor? No, I wasn't. No, you look like it.
Yeah. Jake, were you?
No, I applied.
Oh, you my God.
Applied.
You applied?
Applied.
Do you have to apply?
I filled in form.
That is lame as fuck.
P45 from the last job. No, I did apply, and there was a teacher's vote and a student vote. Yeah. And
which school in Iran did you go to? What the hell is this? What do you mean?
And I didn't get anything, basically, so not popular amongst anyone. Turns out, so one teacher took me to the side and said, look, just want to talk to you because I think we've got a good relationship here. You actually did get enough votes from the student vote to get some sort of position on the board, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you were vetoed by the teachers because, and you need to tell me honestly, have you ever sold drugs to kids? And I was like, what? No, what are you joking? Well, one of their mums has seen you smoking a cigarette in a hoodie outside. That's why thought about your hoodie. And I said, what does that mean?
That was Ishan Akbar, actually.
That mum's a racist. but apparently, because I'd worn it, I mean, it was an all-white school, so I don't know. They just must have thought, well, he's a drug dealer then.
Yeah, fucking hell. Oh, shit.
By the bike sheds. So that was the rumour that I didn't know had been going around, that I was, like, selling drugs to little kids.
And were you? Were you smoking a cigarette?
I was selling drugs to kids, but I wasn't smoking. Yeah, no, I didn't smoke at all.
Also, just to clarify, the way you're saying, I was saying drugs to kids, you were also a kid.
You weren't an adult walking around the school, applying to be a prefect so you can sell drugs to kids.
Applied
to be a prefect age 26 because I was just, Universal Credit wasn't cutting it. So I thought, I need to find something else. Right, okay, so Liam, how do we do on that round? Give us a refresher.
So that is 4 out of 5 on the first round.
Oh,
I think that's a really solid start. Round 2 is the geography round.
Okay.
I feel like we already did a bit of that with the San Francisco. Yeah. But let's see how we get on. Confident with geography? I mean,
I quite like geography.
You've travelled around, haven't you?
I like a bit of geography, yeah. Yeah, because I know the nations where I feel unsafe. And I've worked those out very quickly. Unsafe, A, because I'm brown, but also, like, in Muslim countries where I would be unsafe because I drink.
So question 1 of the geography round. Name the 2 closest senior football grounds in the world, which are located in the UK.
I think it's Notts County.
I've never heard football grounds described as senior.
Notts County.
Senior football grounds.
I don't know what that means, senior football grounds.
Just, like, I think just like,
like league teams probably.
Yeah.
So I reckon it's either Notts County and Nottingham Forest are quite close to each other.
Or Liverpool.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Liverpool and who?
Everton.
Oh, they're quite close, aren't
they're
they?
They're quite close.
Is it? Stanley Park, just between them. Yeah.
I think it's one of those two.
I think
you're a football fan, Ishan?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, big Manchester United fan. Okay. Born and bred in London, mate. Of course I am. 1980s baby. Glory Hunter. Thank you very much. Nowadays, I see kids walking around in Man City shirts in London. I want to kick them in the face. And then I realise, oh, shit, it's me. Yeah. It's me.
Liam, you're a football nut, aren't you? You're a football crazy chocolate man.
No, I would not. I would not go that far.
Are you a Liverpool fan?
No.
Who do you support?
No, I do like Liverpool. Bath City, so it's a bit...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you're right with Nottingham and Notts County.
It's got to be one of those two. I'd be very surprised if it was anyone else. I'm trying to think of...
What about your theory about Everton and Liverpool? We're not thinking...
Yeah, you can actually see it, like, see them both sort of within the same... Like, if you stand in Stanley Park, you can see Goodison there and Anfield there.
Yeah.
It is very close, but I think I have seen it's Nottingham and Notts County.
Shall we go with Notts?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go for
Let's go for it.
Let's go for it. What we got to lose?
Because I went in quite quickly. And
Yeah, you came in really quick. You were very confident. It's the most serious you've taken any question so far, Ishan.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was a nice side to you.
Okay, thank you.
More of that and you could do really well in your exams. Just apply yourself.
Yeah.
Question two. Name the most northerly city in America.
Name the most northerly city. Name the most
Is this a trick question because it's in Alaska?
Northerly.
Oh, Herr Bhagwan. That is a great idea.
Is it because it's in Alaska?
But I can't name a city in Alaska.
A city in Alaska, yeah.
Alaska City?
Yeah.
They do
could
sometimes
be one
have names
city,
like
it's
that.
It's just the name of the country.
Maybe Alaska state. Doesn't... I mean, Alaska's got to have city, a
yeah,
city, doesn't
city,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's the capital of Alaska? Do we know?
No.
Well, I just said... Because to me, that feels like that's got to be the most northern...
City?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the big... Well, yeah. I don't think they're going to have a lot of cities in Alaska.
Where do they send him at the end of... have you seen Breaking Bad?
Guantanamo.
You know, have you seen Breaking Bad? You know at the end when they send him to... well, you don't send him anywhere. He goes and like hides out up in Alaska.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think what city. I thought it was New something. New something.
Newfoundland?
No, that's in Canada.
Oh, man, this is bugging me. Does any of the six people in the room know it out of interest? No.
The thing is, I know I've said Alaska pretty quickly there. I don't want to send us down the garden path, but it's, to me, it feels like that's got to be it.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It has to be in Alaska,
It's got to be in Alaska.
But we just can't name a city in Alaska.
Oh,
or is it because of the bend of the Earth that it's actually a bit more southerly than...
No, it is still up there, isn't it?
I don't think Heidi's taking into account the bend of the Earth. Not with the amount of TikTok questions she's put in. The amount of TikTok questions she's put in, I think Heidi might be a flat earther.
Yeah, okay.
Should we just say Alaska?
Alaska, let's say Alaska.
That's a shame. That is a real shame. The thing is, when you're hosting a pub quiz podcast, people expect like stuff like cities and capital, like flat. People expect you to just know that stuff. It's not a good look for us, really.
Question three. Name the third largest country in the world. So you've got...
So it's got to be one of China... Well, it's not China. India, Brazil are the other two, I reckon.
You don't think it's China?
Or Russia.
Well, Russia's the biggest by landmass, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we go with landmass?
Let's go with landmass. We've got... Yeah.
Largest. Yeah, so... Russia.
Or is it the country where you give it large the most? Fucking let's go! Ibiza! MAGA! Spain!
Have you ever been on a lads holiday?
Yeah, I went to Tenerife. For my first ever lads holiday, I went to Tenerife year before last? Yeah.
Oh, right.
My first ever lads holiday.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say sort of like age, sort of like 18, you went to Magaluf or something.
I was 38 years old. On the strip in Tenerife. The only brown guy not working at either the Shisha Bar or the Bombay Babu Indian restaurant on the strip, having the time of my life. We went into this pub on the strip that was called The Best Pub. Right? Walked up there and they were doing karaoke. It was dead, right? I walked in with my two white mates. Mm-hmm. And you know how sometimes you always feel like it goes silent and you can hear a fork drop onto a table, right? It felt like that. And my mates were like, lad, let's leave. Like, we don't think this is going to be a very welcome. I said, listen, this is karaoke. This is my fucking jam. I strode straight up to the front, signed up for karaoke. He calls my name out, Ishan Akbar. Did I get that right? I said, yeah, you did actually. Well done, mate. Got onto the stage, sang Sex on Fire, started humping the floor. The pub started popping off. People started walking in. Then my friends started singing. Then I sang It's Not Unusual. More people came in, walked up. And then the pub guy was like, free shots for you guys all night. You got everyone in this pub. Because that guy was shagging the floor. I was like, yeah, go on, mate. Welcome. I'm English now. Let's go. Let's go, Tenerife.
Little did he know, you had to find out, how do you cure a floor from having gonorrhea?
My neck was wobbling.
thought I was wobbling because I'm Indian, but no, it was syphilis, mate. Syphilis.
He didn't have to spunk on it.
My sex is on fire because of the rash.
Three shots and a mop to the dance floor, please.
Oh, lovely.
So Brazil.
Is it Brazil? Is it Brazil?
Right, yeah. Are we doing by landmass?
Yeah, we're going
by landmass. So we've
got Russia, China, India, the biggest countries by landmass, aren't they? Or America?
No, I think it might be Canada. Population.
So then landmass is Russia.
Russia's definitely Russia's in there. Brazil's in there.
Canada?
I think India and China are in there.
And America.
Is America not?
America's got to be in there as well.
Yeah.
So that's about... So we've got a choice of about seven there. We need the third largest... Oh, this is
tricky. Just keep going. We know Russia's number one.
Russia's number one. We've got
definitely
that.
Definitely
no
Russia.
That's in the bank.
Yeah.
So after
is it definitely
that,
third?
It's still third. No matter how Russia, much you look at the paper, it's still third.
Does she want the first?
No. I reckon it's between China and America by size.
Yeah.
I do... Well, China has a... I think China's got like something like seven time zones. I think China has a lot of time zones.
That's a good way of doing it. Which country's got the most number of time zones?
I think China has a lot.
How many does America have?
I think it's two or three.
No, really?
East Coast time, West
Coast,
and
Central.
Could it be
a really rogue one? Isn't
Australia.
Like Pakistan really big?
Mm-mm. No, India's bigger.
India's much bigger, yeah. Okay.
But thank you for including us in the conversation. That's very nice.
Winked at you both as I said it.
Yeah, very nice to...
Winked at you both.
That's a blinking.
It's very nice to feel part of the...
That's just blinking!
You all right, mate? Nervous tick?
Yeah. Nightmare trying to wink at two people on the side of you. In this very natural setup.
Thought interviewed for threesome.
Whenever I've done a pop quiz, if someone in the team mentions like a South Asian country or something or a South Asian person in the context of a question, I feel an immense sense of pride. I'm like, oh, thank you. We do exist.
Definitely not the answer, but thank you so much. I'll tell you what, let's just put it
here.
It could be Krishna Gurumurthy, you're right. All right.
If China's got seven time zones,
Well, hang on. This
then
is,
it's America.
This is a what? China's got seven time zones.
She said China would be second. Yeah.
Oh, fucking well done.
Definitely not Russia.
Yeah. Keep looking. Okay. Everyone say what they think it is in 3, 2, 1.
Tajikistan.
No. Yeah, that doesn't help, does it? Shropshire. Sorry. Oh, God.
How many time zones is Shropshire? 2, 1953, when it was good.
Linda, you've really stumped us on this one.
I think America.
Let's go,
America.
America.
Who's Linda?
You mean it's Heidi.
Just generic woman's name.
Oh, fuck
you, Linda.
We'll just keep changing her name every question. Right, what's Margaret's next question?
Next one.
Question number four.
What does WEF stand for?
World Economic Forum.
Bang.
Well, I don't understand his attitude to quizzing.
I really thought waiting for a remark then, like something just quick,
I
funny.
I really thought,
like,
yeah. We just got took on a really visual, visceral journey of him making love to a Spanish floor. Yeah. And then now it's World Economic Forum.
Can we get on with the quiz, please? We can get on with
got
it.
Got places to be.
I've told my story now.
You can.
I've plugged my dance floor story. World Economic Forum.
Plug
move
my
on.
Dance floor story.
Do you want to talk about your tour? No.
No. There's a dance floor that needed humping though.
You need. The floor's worried.
I think we'd be able to do a slow mo and realise the exact moment Ishan remembered he had a gig to go to. World Economic Forum. Suez Canal. Do you know what? It was China the whole time, but I was just trying to make it interesting.
Somewhere between Sex on Fire and It's Not Unusual, the penny drop.
Well, you know, baby.
This is literally you at school, like, oh, fuck, I am fucked. Yeah. I've got to get this shit done now.
All the little shits thinking they really had you as a mate, like, yeah, here we go. And then all of a sudden you just pull out an A star.
Yeah.
Here we go. No, I'm off to uni. World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Great.
But watch it be World Ecological. Like, just watch that.
And then final question of the geography round. Which one of the original seven wonders of the world still exists?
My dick.
Happy, that's what I expected.
Happy now.
That's more what I expected.
Happy now.
He's back.
Whoa, you never know. You never know if this is going to be a serious answer.
It's the pyramids of Giza, isn't it?
Is that what you pyramids of Giza? What he refers to as cock and balls as?
Hey!
God, we're getting that. We're getting back
into
it.
Pyramid of Giza, right?
This is wild. I was going to say Stonehenge.
Oh,
but they both exist. They both still exist, don't they? Stonehenge.
Wait, okay. Original seven wonders of the world, because then Stonehenge and the pyramids exist. They're both
still exist.
Yeah, there's so many different types of wonders. There's like the ancient wonders, the man-made wonders, the
Machu
natural
Pichu.
Wonders. Machu Picchu. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. It could. There's so many different classifications of wonders.
But we know that Stonehenge and the pyramids still exist, and they are both in the original seven wonders of the world.
But what about the Mexican one? The is it Gardens of Babylon? That's not Mexican.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
That's not standing anymore, I don't think. But maybe it's those ancient sort of like. Oh, this is really stumping.
But it's also a bad question.
Yeah, I think it's a bad question. Yeah.
Heidi, we've had a lot of fun with a lot of these questions, but there's a little bit of lack in specificity. Where is Mrs. Doubtfire set? Luckily, we were so talented at quizzing that we were able to navigate that. Yeah. But this one really is on you.
It's either Stonehenge
or really
pyramids.
On you, flat earther.
But they both still exist. You know what I mean? You can go into both of them, so I don't know which one.
Well,
unless one of them wasn't in the
lists.
Original.
Yeah,
unless one of them
lists.
Wasn't in the original.
I reckon, surely pyramids.
The pyramids have got to be listed in the original.
And I think they're older than those.
No one knows, do they?
No one knows.
Let's go pyramids.
Right.
Okay, should we do the answers for there we go. Okay, so name the two closest senior football grounds in the world, which are both located in the UK. We were torn between Liverpool and Everton and Nottingham Forest in Notts County.
Yeah,
we were wasting our time. It's Dundee and Dundee United.
Oh, piss
Bloody
off.
Hell. Bloody hell.
That's... just... What a nonsense.
Oh, okay, well, that's that.
Most northerly city in America. We just put Alaska because we couldn't name a city in Alaska. The city's called Barrow.
Oh, so we were... That's in Lancashire, mate.
It is.
You what?
Debbie, you've had a mare there. It's in... Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
That's actually in Lancashire.
Oh, Cassandra. It's Heidi.
So we don't get a point for that either. Guys, this is a poor start.
Such a shame.
Name the third largest country in the world.
Oh, this is interesting.
We went with America. We were torn between Russia, China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pakistan at one point.
Yeah.
Shropshire for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did we go with?
Well, America. We went with USA, with the thinking being that China is in second place.
So the answer is China. Oh. Just below Russia and Canada.
I did mention Canada at one point.
With a land mass of 9.597 million kilometres square.
Wow, Canada is the second... I mean, the big takeaway from that is that Canada is the second biggest country in the world.
I know.
Yeah, but there's only two places you can live there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The rest of it is just moose and snow.
Isn't it? Right. So what does WEF stand for? We didn't have a laugh with this one, just went World Economic Forum, and that was right. Nice.
Yeah, there's a time and place for a laugh, all right? And it's not the World Economic Forum.
You will not have a laugh on the World Economic Forum. Not on my watch.
I'm all for a good time. But there is one thing
I do not mess around with. It's the World
Economic Forum. There's nothing funny about the 2008 financial crash, okay?
If there was one thing that it was an inside job, do not find funny, it is the World Economic Forum. Is there one thing they will not laugh about? Them in the corner. What's their team name? It was an inside job. Above that, scribbled out 9th 11 and 2 brown, 1 white. That was a suggestion. I didn't make that up. I was worried in my head there, thinking, he definitely did say that.
I thought he thought he was alone, so he was just going to name all the team, just the pipe dream we're seeing us two next.
You should have just got really straight face and went, we didn't say that.
I never said that.
Who said that?
Interesting to see what voices are going on in your head. And then finally.
Which one of the seven wonders of the world still exists? We said the pyramids. We're correct. It was the pyramids.
Thank God we didn't go for
Stonehenge. But I'm still a bit confused about the question.
Yeah. Heidi, a little bit of clarification would be good. DM me. What's all, no,
sorry, what's that got to do? What's DMing what? You got to do with it?
What are you talking about? I was in like, sorry, what? Email the pod. Email
what?
The pod.
What?
If you're doing a bit of clarification.
Weird, the pod.
So at the end of that round, that's a 2 out of 5.
Oh, that's a shame. Which we brings were close, us though. To, we hit the post with Barry.
Yeah, we did. We're on a 6 out of 10.
That's a 2-1. It's pretty good.
It's, yeah, it's okay. It's not, I mean, we've 2 quizmasters on the team, though. I thought we might have done a bit better.
Yeah, no, but we're good quizmasters. I don't know how that's helped our case there. We're good quiz masters, so we should have done better, yeah.
No,
yeah.
She's got bad questions.
Oh, yeah. You're blaming the questions,
yeah,
I see.
100%. Barrow in Alaska. Fuck off.
Thanks for sending it in, Heidi. Appreciate it. None of the podcast isn't possible without the help
just
of our quiz masters.
I'm gonna do a tour show in Barrow in Lancashire just to spite you.
Speaking of your tour, lovely segue. Let's have a break from the quizzing because I think we need to reset and refocus. Let's find out about the tour, about the show. We know the show has a brilliant name. Yeah. What can people expect from the show?
Well, it's funny. I've got a great routine about skid marks.
got quite a good bit about humping a floor.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the skid marks. Yeah,
But the first 3 shows have gone really well. People have really enjoyed it. But a big chunk of the show is talks about. I went kind of semi-viral online on a clip, a stand-up comedy clip that got 1.5 million views, and on it there was a mix of racism and funny racism,
I know that well.
So the show kind of talks about is there a place where. Racism can be funny, but also the English part of me kind of enjoys the racism.
give us a bit more on that. I'm intrigued.
So I talk about how, like, because I was born and raised in England, I have a lot of, like, English thoughts and feelings about things. So, for example, I was watching the cricket and the Netherlands were playing and all the players were called Patel, Khan or Singh, and I went, they don't fucking sound Dutch.
Do you know
which
what?
Is ostensibly English thought.
It's so funny. I think to myself sometimes when I'm hanging out with like my white mates. Oh, well, my mates.
but you still insist on calling them your white mates.
And then I thought, well, who am I excluding there? My dad? But I think to myself, fuck it, you must be a bit racist because I'm thinking some awful things.
Yeah, yeah.
So
of
if
course.
I'm thinking them, you must certainly be fucking
100%,
thinking them.
100%. So it's just talking about that, but also by the same token, going, like, there's an Englishness to me that exists alongside my Asianness all at the same time and can't get no satisfaction is this thing of being like, Asians think I'm a coconut and a sellout, English people think I don't belong here, and I exist in that space. So there's a lot of comedy that comes out of existing between those two
and
places.
And you've managed to have quite a meaningful show that still has a decent bit on skid marks.
Amazing bit on skid marks.
This is a must-see show, guys. Yeah. This is a must-see show.
Amazing bit on skid
and
marks.
And like you are quite an incredible comedian in that your work rate. You did 6 gigs in one night recently.
Yes, I did do 6 gigs.
What? How did that come about? And how were you still standing by the end of it?
I was absolutely fine. Like. Go and watch the show on YouTube. I've filmed a little documentary about it. But yeah, I had 6 shows in one night in London. At the beginning of that day, I had 0 gigs. My diary had become free. Mm-hmm. I sent some feelers out to some clubs and said, you know, I've got a free night. They all came back to me. And then I just kind of said, right, I can open this one. I can middle this one. I can close this one. And it just worked out that I ended up doing 6 gigs.
Same stuff? Or just mixing it up? Or?
I mix it up because I just get bored otherwise. And I mix up with crowd work sometimes and different bits of material that I'm trying to test in and make sure that they work in a club environment.
Logistically, how did that work though? 6 gigs.
Yeah, what time was the first one and then what time did you finish?
The first one was at 7:30 and the last one was at 10.
That's quite a short amount of time
really impressive.
But we used a black cab, we used a rickshaw to get around. I was limping, so luckily it was all around kind of central London.
Why were you limping, sorry?
I was limping because the week before it was my 40th birthday and I was dressed as a cowboy dancing on a table in Liverpool and the table gave way.
Fuck the table as well.
Yeah, fuck that as well. And then the table gave way and a big 23-stone man fell on my foot and I tore my ligaments.
Wow.
But what a birthday. What a birthday.
Wow, and he's straight back up to do 6 gigs in one night.
Yeah.
What a
this is the time to do it.
Yeah. I'm not Stuart Pearce, mate.
Something else I want people to check out is your documentary series about eating with your hands.
Yes.
Oh, tell us about that. What a great idea.
So, you know, from most of the world eats with their hands, or their fingers, certainly. And when I was growing up,
You know, I eat rice and dal and curry with my fingers. That's how I eat at home, and bread with curries. And when I was growing up, having gone to a private school in London, but also growing up in England, people would tell me that it was quite a backward thing to do, mm-hmm. and barbaric. And the best meals I've eaten in my life involve eating with my fingers. Mm-hmm. And there's a real art and etiquette to it. So I wanted to make a show that was quite front-footed about that and said, look, just because you think it's barbaric doesn't mean it is, because Africa, large swathes of Asia, large swathes of South America, even you wankers with your burgers and your pizzas and your crisps, you're eating things with your fingers.
You wankers.
Yeah, you're a bunch of wankers. But because someone who looks like me does it, mm-hmm. suddenly it becomes a backward thing. So I went into restaurants like Dishoom mm-hmm. and ate their food with my fingers. I took comedians with me on it, and we're trying to make a second series. But yeah, the show just explores the beauty of eating food with your hands, showcases these amazing restaurants, some of them at high price brackets, some of them at low price brackets, and also teaches you the etiquette of how to eat with your fingers properly.
But it just makes perfect sense, because you're introducing another sort of like sensory...
Well, this is it. Like
endpoint.
Like, yeah, we use all our senses in the West. We use all our senses to eat our food except touch with hot food, right? And touch is such a significantly important part of your dining experience, because you can test temperature, you can test texture, and there's a lot of science that says actually eating with your fingers gives you the right kind of enzymes and whatever else to help you digest your food better. And also, when push comes to shove and Trump sets off nuclear Armageddon, mm-hmm. we won't have cutlery.
That'd be the first thing to go.
So you're going to have to want to eat, and people are like, oh yeah, but what about soup? But okay, but if you're putting soup
in... All got lisps, have they?
Yeah, all got lisps. But soup, like in Japan, you're meant to eat sushi with your fingers. You never use chopsticks.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
And it's just in the West, we've gone, oh, you've got to use chopsticks. No, in Japan, the highest, the most revered sushi places, they do not give you chopsticks, because you're meant to... That's how they make sushi. You're meant to use your fingers to dip it into the soy. And you're meant to use the ginger as a palate cleanser, not on top, by the way.
So where can people watch this?
So yeah, go on YouTube, type in Hands Down with Ishan Akbar. That's what the show's called. You can also watch my last tour show, The Pretender, all on YouTube, because that's the future. TV's dead.
And also, I know we've alluded to it, but you are a quiz master yourself. Where
yes.
Can people come and check out your quiz?
So follow Set List Sessions. So under Set List Sessions, we run a load of events, including a South Asian pub quiz. We're also doing a live format dating show. Mm-hmm. And we've got monthly comedy shows at Top Secret Comedy Club. So follow at Set List Sessions for those.
Wow, amazing.
So a lot going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
I stay busy, mate. Got immigrant work ethic, haven't I?
Yeah, you really do. Round three is history. Final round is history. You are in history?
Reasonably good.
I thought to think I'm quite good at history, Liam.
No, shit.
Okay.
Probably worse.
Well, let's see how we go.
Yeah.
Question number one. What year was the Great Fire of London? Lovely question, Heidi. Thank you very much. It's 1666.
It is indeed 1666.
Something else happened in 1666 as well.
England won the World Cup.
Yeah. Question number two. Which English king restored the English monarchy? So Charles I, right, he got his head chopped off. Then there was Oliver Cromwell running it just sort of...
For a bit, yeah.
For a bit, just as sort of like...
Fucking the Irish up, yeah.
And then Charles II came back, I guess. It's got to be him.
So it's got to be Charles II. Oh, this is pretty impressive history stuff. Because the thing is, I remember when I was running a quiz during COVID, which a lot of people were doing, I think, and I had a question about something like... which famous battle took place in England, because it was family, on 1066. And one of my uncles wrote the Battle of Jaipur, and I couldn't verify it, because he was like, there's more things that happened in 1066 that hadn't happened in England. I'm like, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, you get a point. And so it's quite a good way of doing it, like just answering questions.
But it's also like, yeah, fine, okay. Well, point well made. Trying to have a fun, quick...
Okay, well done, you win.
I do need to do better.
You're right.
Question number three. What year did the Berlin Wall fall? That's also the name of a Taylor Swift album.
1991.
Do you think so?
Is it 91?
I thought it was 87.
I thought it was 89.
Oh, I think it is 1989.
Well, what's the Taylor Swift album called?
I think it's 89. It's either 89 or 87.
89. She was born in 89.
89. 89. 89. Taylor Swift was born in 1989.
Yeah. She was £7.2.
And you're a very proud father.
Yeah. Shropshire Central Hospital.
Yeah. Barrow, actually. She was born in Barrow.
They were filming Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah,
she bought £1 billion to the UK economy. Can you believe that?
Did
with
she?
Her tour. Her tour bought £1 billion quid.
That's amazing. It really? Yeah.
Amazing. What did your tour do?
mate, listen, 42 dates, a couple of grand.
So what's your tour fucking done, mate?
Yeah, why are you like Taylor Swift? In so many ways, why am I not like Taylor Swift? You're absolutely right. Yeah, fine.
That is amazing. A billion pounds just injected into the UK economy.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask how she brought it in because you've got to declare it at customs.
You know.
Yeah. How many suitcases is that? Sorry, you weren't declaring all those suitcases.
No wonder there was a hold up.
Yeah. Won't take much of a cough for small change to pull out, will it?
Sorry, Miss Taylor, we won't be swift with this one.
Go into duty free. Sorry, you haven't got change for a billion, have you? Yeah. I've only got bloody billion on me. You couldn't. Sorry.
I'm just bringing it into the UK economy, actually.
All you've got to do is have a little stumble. You've got an arse like a 2p machine in an arcade.
Question four.
What did Hull historically manufacture during the Industrial Revolution? Oh, was man, it? We did so well.
Hulls of ships, maybe?
You are on show. Fire. That's brilliant. Yeah, why not?
Great show.
I was so sort of down and out. I was like, well, we're not going to get this then. There's no point. So in my own head, well, if I don't know it, they're not going to fucking know it, are they? So carrying this fucking team.
Industrial Revolution?
Yeah, why not? That's nice. Hulls.
But is that an industrial thing? Were they producing hulls?
I do think like the ship stuff was happening.
Ship. Was like that around then?
1700, like a bit earlier. But
I mean, it's good, yeah. It's not pottery because that's Stoke.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be textiles because that's kind of Shrewsbury.
Wow, where's this come from? QI.
Oh, I don't know. The first textile mill built in the UK was in Shrewsbury, where they'd gone to Bengal. And discovered how they were making it there and took the technology and industrialised it in Shrewsbury.
And didn't correct me if this might be, if I tell this wrong, because it's important to get this right, but didn't sort of like a lot of the Bengali textile workers sort of rebel and be like, we're not going to make fabric and textiles for the British. Yeah. So they rebelled and then the British cut off all their thumbs.
Yes, that's true.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah. So then they could never work again.
Work again.
And that's where the saying rule of thumb came from.
It's not. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
Is it?
That's where it came from.
Really?
Yeah.
You're joking.
Because it's a rule of thumb.
Fucking hell, that's terrifying.
No, I made that up. What's more fun, QI or this?
I love both.
Oh, fuck off. This Sandy Toxic ever asking the same question. Hey, what's more fun, darling? Is it the is it this or the pub quiz?
Listen,
pod?
All I'm saying is one of them pays.
You got that from Anzo, did you? Question number five. In 1897, Felix Hoffmann discovered aspirin, which comes from the bark of which tree? Heidi, you have just ramped up the difficulty level here.
Now, I think I know this. No, I don't.
Is there anything in the etymology of the word aspirin that might give us a clue?
Pine.
Pine.
Aspine.
Aspine. Ash tree. Ash tree.
Aspirin. Pirin. Spirin.
Pine could be right.
Oak.
Yeah.
It won't be oak.
It won't be oak.
Where's Felix Hoffmann from?
If there's one tree, it's not. It's not oak.
What films did he do?
Felix Hoffmann.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffmann. Sorry. Right. Different guy.
In 1897.
Yeah.
What films did he do?
He died recently, didn't he? Since 1897, he died recently. 2025, mate.
First him, then Diana.
Oh, tough. Oh, poor. Tree. The bark of which tree? Now, Felix Hoffmann. Where's he from? Is he English? No, he's German.
Right, so
he?
I've got the same information as you do in the question. 1897, Felix Hoffmann discovered the aspirin, which comes from the bark of which tree. That's all we know.
Should we go pine?
All right, let's put pine.
Go on, pine.
good as any.
I think we've got 3 out of 5 on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting the full house we wanted. But we need, if we get 4, then it brings us into double figures, and I think that's quite respectable.
That's respectable.
Hoping for 4 then. Here we go. So, which year was the Great Fire of London? We said 1666. It was 1666. Well 1 out of 5. Here well we done. Go. Which English king restored the English monarchy? We said Charles II. It was Charles II.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, fantastic.
What year did the Berlin Wall...
What?
Yeah, it's really fantastic. Thank you. No, you just sort of, you sort of just like you sort of.
I meant it sincerely.
Your sort of like use of like compliments and like engagement is like the equivalent of edging. It's sort of like it's a little bit and then he disappears. Yeah. And it's like, oh, he's back again, isn't he?
I meant it sincerely.
I wish I hadn't done the. What year did the Berlin Wall fall, that is also the name of the Taylor Swift album? 1989 was the
yeah,
answer.
Yeah, well done, so we got there, well done.
We really need to get one more to get into double digits. What did Hull historically manufacture during the Industrial Revolution? You said the hulls of ships. We thought it was a genius answer. Yeah. Turns out you were chatting shit. It was bricks and tiles.
Bricks and tiles. do you do, Hull? Bricks and tiles.
Bricks and tiles.
Do they not use bricks
and... Do you do cement? Hey. Oh, yeah.
Just bricks
tricky.
And tiles, really.
What if they use bricks and tiles on hulls of ships? We don't know that, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't see many ships made out of bricks.
I wonder why. That's really weird, isn't
There's
it?
A lot of them at the bottom of the ocean,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's odd.
That was Titanic's mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah. Titanic brick.
Made in Hull. We're famous for our... Fuck up the accent. We're famous up here for our brick ships.
For two things, our brick ships and our intelligence.
My father was a brick ship maker. He died at sea, of course. Like his father before him, he were a brick ship maker.
Built like a brick ship house.
In 1897, we need this one. In 1897, Philip Hoffman discovered aspirin, which comes from the bark of which tree? We said pine, because it sort of sounds like aspirin,
yeah.
If you say it weirdly.
Yeah.
It was willow, the bark of a willow tree. So I'm afraid just 3 out of 5. Ooh. There. Okay, well, look, Heidi, you certainly have challenged us. Some of your questions have been brilliant. Some of them, I think, needed a little bit of specificity.
Okay. You were talking about compliments earlier.
Yeah.
Brilliant is pushing it.
Okay, wow, okay, we're going in on Heidi.
Some of the questions
were going to say something positive there.
Well, some of the questions were good.
Ishan, we like to rate our quizzes that are sent in by our wonderful quizmasters on some category, some criteria.
Yeah.
So out of 10, what would you rate the playability of Heidi's quiz?
Playability, 6.
Okay, 6. And then in terms of the questions, and I know you've got 4. Thoughts on this, 4. Straight in there. You had that rating ready to go.
That's my World Economic Forum.
And then,
how often do you think about the World Economic Forum?
My Roman Empire.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, and Heidi, look, this is not just her here. It's also how you've enjoyed being on our team together. Your good, the good vibes of the quiz out of 10, the whole experience. Ishan Akbar.
What, based on Heidi's questions or
based on the quiz in tandem with being on our team, the minute being as part of Inside Job.
Oh, the vibes have been immaculate. Team. Like 6.5.
Fucking hell. Well, that we've been Inside Job. This has been the Pub Quiz Pod.
Really lovely having you on, Ishan.
Yeah, really great.
Cheers,
lovely
mate.
To be here. This come to the tour.
There's a good bit of
vibes.
Good bit of us. Good marks. Right, come on, let's get out of here.